Greetings from the Simon Schmidt podcast. So good to be back doing a very spontaneous podcast after an amazing cycle in Hampshire. It seems to be a little pattern of me finishing off my cycle with a podcast and talking about things that I've been through, some experiences, things that have served me so well, and just assessing and analyzing the journey and the growth I have experienced as a human being. And ultimately, starting to really enjoy the experience of being Simon Schmidt. And I think what goes with that as well is understanding that life has made me a success, having experienced every single form of pain and suffering, except for poverty. And I'm very grateful for that. It's given me this amazing gift to help people and build this career and reinvent and increase the tools and my coaching tools and strategies I have for clients. And so I'm in a very exciting space and chapter in my life, but I want to talk about something which is incredibly personal to me, and something I've discussed with many, many, many people, and it's the role a person should play when they find themselves in a relationship with another person's kids. I'm not in a relationship with anybody, and I'm not taking on anybody's kids. But something came up in my cycle to a time in my life where my ex-wife, was then wife, was dating a mutual friend of ours. And the shame, hurt, and betrayal I felt, all driven from my ego, really was very difficult. It was an incredibly difficult time for me to deal with. But looking back now, the main thing I got from it is, if one day I do find somebody that I can fall in love with and love unconditionally, which I might add takes a huge amount of courage, is the role I would play if I was to take on somebody else's kids. And for those of you listening to this podcast, a single parent or somebody involved with somebody with another person's kids, I want you to really listen to this, because I can speak firsthand on how painful it was for me. Besides the fact that this was a friend of mine, a friend of ours, having somebody around your kids is incredibly difficult. Mine was probably exacerbated and was more difficult because of the close relationship I had with this individual. But there was a very profound moment in my life. I remember I was dropping off my kids after a weekend, and this person's car was outside the house. And I remember driving towards the house and seeing his car and instantly going into a state of rage and anger and wanting to destroy without any control. And I'll never forget it. I pulled right outside the car and I was gripping my steering wheel incredibly tightly. And something came to me. I don't know if it was from my beautiful late mother or some kind of energy entered my world. And as I have experienced many times with making big choices in my life, I had this voice saying to me, Simon, you have a choice. You can go to jail or you can choose to be free. Because I was milliseconds, absolutely hundredths of a second from getting out of the car. I could visualize it while I was, it was like almost in slow motion, while my kids were getting their stuff organized to go inside. Not even contemplating the impact it would have on my kids. But that's what the ego does. That's what hurt can drive you to, very bad decisions. And I could visualize myself bursting through the door quite easily. I can be incredibly powerful and strong when I need to be. And I can move quite fast as well, if under threat. And the visions I had, which I won't go into detail with because it's not appropriate on this platform. Put it this way. I would have spent many, 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 many years behind bars. And I would have damaged my kids for life, for what they would have witnessed. But I sat in the car, gripping the steering wheel, my son looking at me saying, Dad, knowing exactly what I was thinking and the difficulty I was facing with seeing this man's car outside the house. I managed to pull it together. And I just decided I'm going to choose freedom. And we've all made bad decisions. We've all made bad choices. But I was milliseconds, hundredths of a second, from changing the whole course of my life due to pain, anger, frustration, hurt, and shame. But not shame on me, shame on them. Shame on them. I've forgiven them. I've forgiven my ex-wife and I've forgiven this person. But I'll never forget because it's ultimately given me this amazing gift to understand pain and suffering and elevate as a human being. So I'm actually eternally grateful towards both of these individuals. But I want to talk about the main reason why I want to speak about in this podcast is to single parents or people that are taking on somebody else's kids. And I want you to listen very, very, very carefully. And I want you to share this message to people that you know are in a similar situation. I can only speak from a man's point of view. But I can understand the complexity and dynamics for a woman having another woman around your kids. But from a man's perspective, it's human nature to protect and it's human nature to attack if your kids are under threat. And to those people out there that are involved with other people's kids that find themselves in a position of power in terms of disciplining them and making decisions on those kids' lives. Please don't. Stop what you're doing right now. It is not your space. And the message I want to get across with this podcast is you have to show respect. And do not play in another man's space with his kids. So my advice to, not that I'm not in a relationship with another person's kids, but if I was to be, and eventually, hopefully I will be, find a person, and the chances are, being the age that I am, I will meet someone with kids. I can tell you what I would do. I would if I were spending a lot of time with that person's kids, that man's children, I would phone him and I would introduce myself to him. And second of all, I would give him my word that I will never, ever, ever play in his space with his kids. And I want the dads out there and moms that find themselves in this position to really think about what I've just said. It is not your space to play in another man's or another woman's kids' lives. You be supportive, you be aware, and you show respect. So I was very fortunate not to have ended up behind bars for the things that my ego and anger wanted to do. So I'm very grateful for that. But I feel very strongly about taking on someone else's kids and the role that you play in that environment. Split relationships, divorces, breakups are not easy. The issues that you have between you as a couple shouldn't filter onto the issues filtering onto the children. So your issues aside, you've got to do what's right for the kids. And these new modern day families that are becoming more acceptable, people that take on other people's kids need to show respect. And they need to not play in that person's space. Because I can tell you right now how incredibly personal it was to have obviously it was heightened because this was an individual that I was friends with and we spent time with as a couple. And I mean, I'm just thinking about it now, how difficult it was. It was a very difficult time for me. But when you hear that another man is disciplining or playing a discipline role towards your kids, I don't care who you are as a man, your instinct is to attack. And if somebody can tell me different, that's fine, but that's just my truth. So I'm looking forward to possibly one day meeting somebody and opening up my heart to love somebody unconditionally. The chances are they will have kids. But I can tell you right now that if that lady does have children, and if the relationship has gone on for a few months and possibly a year, and then I get to meet the children, I will definitely be sending the dad a message and going to introduce myself to him and saying that I would never, ever, ever play in this space. Easier said than done. A lot of people judge people about their behavior around exes and new boyfriends and husbands around their kids. But until you've been in it, you don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. I feel very strongly about this. And relationships break down, marriages break down. But it doesn't mean that you can still not show respect towards somebody else's kids. Or that parent, the parent of those children. So that's my little spin from the Hampshire hills. I'm actually sitting down by the river now. Gorgeous, beautiful weather. So blessed to be living in the UK. Life is manifesting so magically. And I'm so glad that I made that choice to keep squeezing the steering wheel. And I chose freedom. So to the single dads out there that find themselves in that position, just think. Just think before you act. That's it from me. Have a wonderful weekend. Stay safe. And that's it for now. Cheers.